This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, September 10, 2021, and these are the headlines. Mayor Sara Duterte has announced she is not running for president after the party of her father, President Rodrigo Duterte, nominated him as its vice presidential candidate in tandem with Senator Christopher Lawrence Go. In her announcement, the mayor said she is abandoning the call for her to run for the highest office, as it is an agreement within the family that only one will run for the national position in the 2022 elections. The Partido Democratico ng Pilipinas Lakas ng Bayan named the president as its bet for vice president, with Go, his longtime confidant, running for president. Despite the statement of the mayor, her supporters have not lost hope. In another development, the city government has sought the help of the private sector as it has been intensifying tracing down those exposed to COVID-19 infected individuals. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, City COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson, said the city government has started training representatives of business and other private establishments to help in identifying close contacts of COVID-19 infected individuals, especially in their establishments. In business, another Luzon real estate company has announced that it is planning to put up projects in the Visayas and Mindanao areas. Marie Leonor Fatima Pami Olivares Vital, Ovialand Incorporated President and Chief Executive Officer, believes the Visayas and Mindanao markets are very much interested in high-quality real estate. In sports, Filipina teen Alex Ayala marched into the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open Girls Division by beating Mikaela Laki of Greece. Ayala, seeded second, lost the first seed at 4-6, but climbed back to book two sets 7-5 and 6-4 for her victory. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.